USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Border agents encountered a record number of unaccompanied children who crossed the southern border illegally and without a parent or guardian in 2021. From January through December, agents apprehended more than 169,000 children under the age of 18. That's according to new data released by the Customs and Border Protection. U.S. and NATO troops are preparing for a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine as the Russian military builds up along the border. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox Business Network,
they will station in Eastern Europe in countries like Poland, Romania, Hungary, that are rightfully very nervous. They've been invaded by the Russians several times in their history, but there is no intention that I've seen for them to actually engage Russian troops.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
President Joe Biden is taking a tough approach on crime by calling for more funding for police departments. Vice President of the National Fraternal Order of Police, John Gamaldi, says the president also needs to address district attorneys that aren't prosecuting offenders like the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, on Fox News.
Even if we had every police officer in Manhattan making those types of arrests, who knows what this DA is going to do? He already put out a memo that says, oh, don't worry if you rob someone. If you didn't mean to hurt him with that gun or knife, we're going to make sure we downgrade that charge.
Bragg is standing by his memo to his office advising them to change certain charges for crime, saying his policies will make communities safer. During a White House event, Vice President Kamala Harris is putting a spotlight on international human trafficking, Harris calling it an extremely heinous and profitable business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Home prices once again showing big gains. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose more than 18% in November from a year ago. They beat expectations, although it's a slightly slower rate than October's increase. Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami posting the highest gains on the index's 20-city composite list, with housing prices up more than 25%. Meanwhile, these people looking for homes in the Washington, D.C. area tell MSNBC it's been tough sledding when it comes to finding their perfect home.
We thought that because of the winter months that it would slack up a little bit, prices would start to come back down to normal, but that's just, it's not happening. And it's anguish, it's pain, it's agony.
More than likely when it does get warmer and more houses going to market and the rates are up higher, it's just going to be a kind of like a worse situation, like a perfect storm for everything to just really go up.
Sean Payton is ending his NFL coaching career. Multiple reports saying Payton has told the New Orleans Saints he is retiring after 15 seasons. Payton won a Super Bowl with the Saints in 2010. Payton taking 2 weeks to go off the grid after the NFL season and now making his decision. 9 NFL teams currently do not have coaches. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.